From Fox 9, the state of Minnesota filed a motion yesterday to join the cases of the four Minneapolis police officers charged in the police killing of George Floyd into one prosecution. This move means there would be one trial for all the officers rather than four separate trials. Joining us now, we're very pleased to have on the program our lawyer extraordinaire, our in-house counsel, the man who gives us free legal advice all the time, Jeff O'Brien.
Thanks for having me on.
All right. Lawyer extraordinaire Jeff O'Brien, before we, you know, give our hot takes, we'll just ask you straight up, but why?
Well, here's I have two alternative theories on this.
Okay.
So I don't know. I watched the two body cam videos that were released in full last week. I watched those in their entirety. They're about 30 minutes each, and you know, three of the officers, the junior officers, were on the scene before Derek Chauvin was. And if you watch the videos, they tend to be exculpatory towards those officers. There's, you know, and again, I should preface with saying, it's a tragedy that George Floyd died while in police custody. It shouldn't have happened.
Of course.
But when you're looking at whether or not there is a murder conviction, or possibly a murder conviction here, or something done that shouldn't have been done, you know, you look at those videos and, we know the toxicology report is referenced in the criminal complaint. He did have fentanyl and methamphetamine in his system, and he certainly looks like he's laboring under the effects of that when those officers show up. And so I think that because that evidence tends to exonerate or possibly could help the other three officers win acquittal, I think that the prosecution's probably thinking two different things. Let's put everybody together so we can have the jury, decide based on Derek Chauvin putting his knee down on George Floyd's neck for 9 minutes. Because whether it be a civil or a criminal trial, it's all about a narrative that you sell to the jury, right? So they want to focus on that knee on the neck. And having those other officers being able, you know, having them kind of tried separately and focusing on what was shown on the body cams before Chauvin showed up tends to help the other officers. So I think that's one part of it. The other theory I have is that they're concerned about the case as a whole. Chauvin, all four of the officers. Because one of the elements in this rule of criminal procedure that allows these trials to be joined is that the defendant's defenses aren't antagonistic. So perhaps what they're trying to do is to get the other, counsel for these other officers to come out with some statement as to why it could be antagonistic, and maybe maybe see if they can get them to throw Chauvin under the bus in court documents so that they could isolate him so they can at least get something, right? So that's kind of my two theories, just my initial read on it, just reading through it and reading through some of the news stories on it.
Well, here's what there are four factors, right, in the filing, the prosecutors argue the following four factors strongly support the motion to join the four cases. The charges and evidence against all four defendants are similar. Eyewitnesses and family members are likely to be traumatized by multiple trials. Defendants will not be prejudiced by joining the cases because their defenses are not antagonistic. I believe you mentioned that. And then the separate trials would cause delay and burden the state, the court, and the witnesses, and publicity related to the jury's verdict may run the risk of prejudicing the jury pool in subsequent trials. It's coming off, at least from sort of a layman's perspective, it's coming off like they don't have a lot of confidence in this anymore. And I'm wondering with that, also I want to ask you, do you think this is why, with this attempt to put these together, this is why they hadn't released the body cam footage?
I think that's definitely why they wanted to. I think why they wanted to keep the body cam footage from the public. Yes, I do think that this. You know, look, either side is trying to do what's necessary to win their case, and for the prosecution, you know, I can see why, like I mentioned before, there's weaknesses by letting these cases be tried separately. And so I think it's probably, you know, they want to focus, their case all really comes down to George Floyd being pinned on the ground with Derek Chauvin's knee on his neck. And they want the jury's focus to be on that, not anything else. And by putting everybody together, they're going to focus on they can try to keep the focus. So that's why I think they're doing this, is they want to be better helps them control the narrative to the jury.
That actually makes sense, and that's why we have Yon, because when I first saw the story and I read through it, I thought this was my gut instinct was this was a bad move by the prosecution. But you're right, it could be just their way of not dropping the charges against the other officers, but putting them on the back burner and making them less of a priority and keeping the focus specifically on Chauvin and the others. And maybe they're just not worried about whether or not they get the convictions for the other four.
Possibly, but this could backfire on them too.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
If you've got one trial, you've got four defense counsel, very good defense counsel, almost working in tandem to get these guys acquitted. They could wind up with no convictions if this goes wrong for them.
Yeah, yeah. And if I had to bet, I would actually lean that way, at least right now, based on what we've learned.
So
I do too.
At the end of the day, when it wraps up, I mean, it'll still break down the same way, right? Even though it's one trial, it will still break down the same way. So let's just say they got a conviction on Chauvin, but the other three they don't. When they do the jury announcements of what the verdicts are, that's how it would essentially go down the same way, even if there had been four separate trials, right?
Correct. Yeah,
it's like an all or nothing deal.
Yeah, it's each defendant. They go through each
gotcha.
Count that
okay.
they're charged on.
Interesting. Interesting. But lawyer extraordinaire Jeff O'Brien, we always appreciate your input, man.
Yeah, thank you so much. That was great.
Thanks for having me on.